Oh, Jesus, we love you.
Oh, yes, we love you.
Hallelujah. Pastor Hong Leon, would you lead us in prayer this morning?
Hallelujah, 赞美耶稣。Hallelujah, 感谢耶稣。Hallelujah, 主耶稣，我们需要你，我们爱你。主耶稣，我们感谢你，感谢你与我们同在，感谢你在这里，感谢你来吸引我们，我们就快跑跟随你。哦，感谢你将会带我们进入内室，我们要与你面对面，我们要听你的话语，听你的声音。我们感谢你，我们何等的需要你，你在这里等着我们，你在这里等着我们与你连结，等着我们来拥抱你，来等候你，来仰望你，因为你要把一切你自己所有的丰盛都倾倒于我们，你要赐给我们最好的你自己，你要把你的生命赐给我们，我们需要你的生命，我们需要你来充满我们，需要你的圣灵更多的教导我们，引领我们，把我们带进一切的真理。哦，亲爱的主耶稣，我们爱你，我们深深的爱你，我们欢迎你，我们需要你，我们感谢你。哦，今天再次的充满我们，再次的借着马萨牧师来对我们说话，我们感谢你。哦，我们把一切的荣耀都归给你，我们感谢祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们，阿们，阿们，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
Glory to his name，
荣耀归给他的名。
We've gathered together this morning to worship him，
我们今天早上聚集在这里要来敬拜他。
We have a heavenly Father who loves us.
我们有一位爱我们的天父。
His love was so great that he gave us his precious Son, Jesus.
他的爱是这样的伟大，他把他自己的爱子耶稣赐给我们。
He wanted to bring us closer into fellowship with him.
他要把我们带入跟他更亲密的交通里。
Oh, so he poured out his own spirit upon us.
Oh, 所以他浇灌下他自己的圣灵在我们身上。
How great is our God?
我们的神何等的伟大。
He's so magnificent.
他是这样的伟大。
But he comes even to the least of us to give us more of himself.
他要临到我们当中最小的一位，把他自己赐给我们。
Oh, we adore you. We adore you, our heavenly Father.
Oh, 我们的天父，我们爱慕你。
We are your children.
我们是你的孩子。
And I want to know you better.
我们要更多的认识你。
We want to understand more about you.
我们要更多的知道你。
We marvel at your greatness.
我们因你的伟大而惊奇。
And your humility that makes you stoop to visit us.
你的谦卑使你弯下腰来扶救我们。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
Have your way.
求你按你自己的意思行。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, Amen.
奉我们主耶稣的名， Amen.
Sister Alice is here to sing about the greatness of our Lord.
圣秋姐妹在这里要跟我们唱关于我们主的伟大。
哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。 赞美耶稣。哦，是的，好像在诗篇里面，大卫还是谁说，我们每早晨要来诉说他的慈爱，赞美我们的主。身心是极其大，多谢我天父，主般的慈爱与怜悯无疆，你永不变与无转动的影儿，从前如何，直到永远一样。身心是极其大，身心是极其大，一日又一日，你恩典加多，本我所需都向你都可取用，身心是极其大，厚赐予我，春夏秋冬以及日月与星辰，寒暑昼夜以及庄稼不停，宇宙万物一同明明作见证，深沉世纪其大，慈爱无尽，身心是极其大，身心是极其大，一日又一日，你恩典加多，凡我所需，都向你都可取用。身心是极其大，厚赐予我，罪孽都赦免，有平安在心内，身轻自引导入天堂之乐，力量未尽，日大盼望未将来，全赐给我，理由万福悲托，身心是极其大，身心是极其大，一日又一日，你恩典加多，本我所需，又向你都可取用，身心是极其大，厚赐予我。身心是极其大，身心是极其大，一日又一日，你恩典加多，本我所需，又向你都可取用，身心是极其大，厚赐予我。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哦，哈利路亚。哦，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，主啊，你就是爱。哦，不是我们先爱了你，乃是你先爱了我们。哈利路亚。 哦，主耶稣，你也说你要永远与我们同在，你绝不撇弃我们。赞美主，赞美你的慈爱，赞美你的信实。哦，主啊，是的，你的爱是这么的长阔高深。主啊，无论这个世界是如何的改变，哦，还有我们虽然仍旧是一个罪人，但是主啊，你仍旧以你的慈爱这样永远的爱我们。哈利路亚，主啊，你甚至在各样的事情上引领我们，帮助我们。主啊，你也在我们的日常生活上这样供应我们的一切。主耶稣，我们说我们的口，哦，真的是难以诉说你的慈爱啊。赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。但是主，你的恩典却是一天比一天更加的加多。赞美主，主，我们说我们爱你，我们要更多的来亲近你，更多的来靠近你。赞美你，赞美你，这是我们对神哦最好的一个回应，就是来单单注视他，单单的来爱他。谢谢主，谢谢神，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们，
阿们，阿们，
阿们，
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚
，Praise the Lord，
赞美主。
Oh, God is our Father.
Oh, 神是我们的父。
And Jesus tells us that he loved the world.
耶稣告诉我们他爱世人。
His love was so great that he gave his own son for us.
他是这样的爱我们，他把他自己的爱子赐给我们。
In the beginning, God breathed his spirit into Adam, and he became a living soul.
起初神把他的灵吹进亚当，他就成了有灵的活人。
But when Adam and Eve sinned, they were cast out of his presence.
但当亚当和夏娃犯罪以后，他们被赶逐出神的同在。
They became dead in trespasses and sins.
他们就陷入罪的引诱当中。
But from the beginning of time, God had a longing to have fellowship with them.
但从起初神就有一个渴望要跟他们交通。
But there was a sin barrier between us and him.
但在我们与他之间有一个罪的拦阻。
Even back in the Old Testament, in the book of Ezekiel 36, we read these words.
甚至在旧约以西结书36章，我们读到
I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, keep my judgments and do them.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例。谨守遵行我的典章。
What a wonderful promise.
这是何等美好的应许。
And yet time passed and God waited for that fullness of time to come.
然而时间过去了，神在等候着那日子满足的时候。
When he would send his son, Christ Jesus, to be born.
他要拆下他的儿子耶稣降生到世上。
The Holy Child Jesus was born of a virgin in Bethlehem.
这神圣的婴孩耶稣在伯利恒由童女而生。
God's Spirit came upon Mary, and she conceived and bore the Son of God.
神的灵降在玛利亚的身上。他就怀孕生了儿子耶稣。
He grew up in silence for 30 years in the town of Nazareth.
他在拿撒勒城长大，直到30岁。
When we first see him, he's being baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River.
当我们第一次看到他的时候，他是在约旦河受约翰的洗。
God found one that he could fill with his own spirit of love and grace and power.
神找到了那一位他可以以他自己爱恩典和能力的灵来充满他。
As the scripture tells us that in his son would dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
正像圣经告诉我们的，在他里面丰丰满满的居住着神一切的丰盛。
There was no sin barrier between God the Father and God the Son.
在父神与子神之间没有罪的拦阻。
That same Spirit led Christ to go to the cross for us.
那同一位圣灵引领耶稣基督到十字架上。
And Jesus surrendered his will to the Father's will.
在那里耶稣把他自己的意志完全地献给父。
He loved his Father so greatly, he trusted him to surrender his will to the will of the Father.
他是这样的爱他的父，他信靠他，把他自己的意志降服于父。
When he was baptized of John the Baptist, the Spirit didn't lead him to a throne, it led him to the wilderness.
在他受了约翰的洗以后，神的灵不是把他带到宝座上，而是把他催到旷野。
And there he was tempted by the devil.
在那里受魔鬼的试探。
But he overcame victoriously.
但他得胜了。
He quoted the word of God to defeat the devil.
他使用神的话语得胜了魔鬼。
He was anointed by that Holy Spirit to overcome all the temptations of the enemy.
他受圣灵的膏抹，胜过了魔鬼一切的试探。
And we read that when he came out of the wilderness, he was still filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们读到，当他从旷野里出来，他仍然被圣灵充满。
That was God's own spirit possessing him.
那是神自己的灵在占有他。
John's gospel tells us, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the one and only Son, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音告诉我们，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Jesus is the one that taught us to call him our Father.
耶稣是那一位教导我们称神为我们在天上的父。
If we look at Jesus more, we will see the sacred resemblance he has with God the Father.
如果我们更多地注视耶稣，我们就会看到他与父神神圣的相似。
In John chapter 10 verse 30, he tells us, I and my Father are one.
在约翰福音十章三十节，他告诉我们，我与父原为一。
And in John 14, verse 9, he who has seen me has seen the Father.
在约翰福音十四章九节，他说，人看见了我，就是看见了父。
And Paul tells us the Colossians chapter 2, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
保罗在哥罗西书告诉我们，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And then you have Jesus, you're complete in him.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
He so boldly says, he who has seen me has seen the Father.
他这样大胆地说，人看见了我，就是看见了父。
Oh, Jesus is the perfect figure of our Father.
Oh, 主耶稣是我们父神完美的代表。
Many people see God only as a God of judgment.
人们看到神只是看到一位审判的神。
But you know, in John 3:16, we learn that God so loved the world that he gave his son.
而在约翰福音三章十六节，我们读到神是如此的爱世人，他把他自己的儿子赐给我们。
And whoever believes in him has life and life eternal.
使得凡信他的就得永生。
Oh, how precious is this picture of God in the flesh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, 这是何等宝贵的一幅图画，父神在耶稣基督的里面。
He walked among us.
他行走在我们当中。
He was a perfect example of his father.
他是父神完美的形象。
He sought only to do his father's will.
他单单寻求遵行父的旨意。
Even if it meant going to the cross, he was surrendered to the Father's will.
即使那意味着要走向十字架，他还是降服于父的旨意。
And yet we read in Hebrews that God desired to have many sons.
然后我们在希伯来书中读到，神还渴望得着许多的儿子。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10, in bringing many sons to glory, he made the captain of our salvation perfect through the things which he suffered.
希伯来书二章十节说，他要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全。
I'd like to add to that verse that he desired many sons and daughters.
我想在这句经文上加上，他还渴望得着许多的儿子和女儿。
God's desire was to gather the whole human race to himself as his children.
神的渴望是把所有的人类都聚集在他的面前，成为他的孩子。
If there was a barrier between the Father and the human race.
但是在父神与人类当中有一个拦阻。
But he had a desire and a plan in the garden that he would send a redeemer.
当他在伊甸园的时候就有一个渴望和一个计划，他要差遣一位救主。
So he brought his son into the world.
所以他把他的儿子带到世上。
He was of a pure bloodstream, no sin.
他有一个纯净的血缘，他完全没有罪。
And Jesus loved his father so much that he was willing to pay the price for our redemption.
耶稣是这样的爱他的父，他甘愿为我们的罪付上赎价。
God wanted to clothe us with his own spirit.
神要以他自己的灵为我们披戴。
Romans tells us in chapter 8, if any man has not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
罗马书八章九节告诉我们，人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
That spirit of Christ was God's own spirit.
基督的灵是神自己的灵。
And Jesus' full and complete obedience to his Father was the link that made them one.
而耶稣对父完全彻底的顺服是使他们合而为一的纽带。
In the same way, we are united to the Lord Jesus as we surrender our will to him.
同样的，当我们把我们的意志降服于主耶稣的时候，我们就与他联合了。
It is his own spirit of obedience that fills us every time we seek to know him.
每一次当我们寻求认识他的时候，他自己顺服的灵就会充满我们。
Oh, when we go before him and love him and obey him,He gives us that spirit of obedience.
哦，当我们来到他面前，爱他，顺服他的时候，他就赐给我们他那顺服的灵。
we realize without him we can do nothing at all.
我们就意识到离了他我们就什么都不能做。
That's what Jesus said about himself.
这是耶稣指着他自己说的。
As we yield to him, he fills us with himself.
当我们降服于他他就以他自己充满我们。
He pours into our hearts that spirit of obedience.
他就把他自己那顺服的灵浇灌在我们的心里。
In John's Gospel, the Lord Jesus promised us the gift of the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音里，主耶稣应许我们赐下圣灵。
John 14:16 tells us he's the Spirit of truth.
约翰福音14:16告诉我们他是真理的灵。
Verse 17, he dwells with you and will be in you.
17节说他常与你们同在也要在你们里面。
And verse 18, Jesus says, I will come to you.
18节耶稣说我必到你们这里来。
God's own spirit would be our helper to lead us to the feet of Jesus.
神自己的灵要成为我们的帮助者领我们到耶稣的脚前。
And then in chapter 15 of John we read, When the Helper comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me.
然后约翰福音15:26说但我要从父那里差保惠师来就是从父出来真理的圣灵他来了就要为我做见证。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
He causes us to see Jesus.
他使我们看见耶稣。
He exalts him.
他高举耶稣。
He testifies of him.
他为耶稣做见证。
And he causes us to remember all that Jesus told us while he lived among us.
他也叫我们想起耶稣同住的时候对我们所说的一切话。
Well, that's right, so wonderful as we read the Word of God that we ask the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to us.
哦，当我们读神的话的时候是这样的奇妙，我们请求他的圣灵把耶稣启示给我们。
God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit work in perfect harmony.
父神、子神和灵神在完美的和谐里同工。
In the beginning of creation, we see them in Genesis.
在创世纪，我们看到在创世之初，他们就在一起。
The Spirit of God is hovering over the face of the waters. God is speaking, let there be light, and there was light.
神的灵运行在水面上，神说要有光，就有了光。
In that same chapter, first chapter of Genesis, verse 26, we read, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness.
在创世纪第一章二十六节说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
Hallelujah. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, we read, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
而在约翰福音第一章里，我们读到，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
John was speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ.
约翰在指着我们主耶稣基督说
He's the very word of God.
他就是神的道。
If you want to know God better, read the word of God.
如果你要更多的认识神，就来读神的话语。
Oh, it was written thousands of years ago, but it's just as real and vital for us today.
他的话是写于2000多年前，但是在今天仍然是这样的活泼有力。
And we can ask his Holy Spirit to reveal the word to us.
我们可以请求圣灵把他的话向我们开启。
We can begin our prayer as we read the word. Oh, Lord, make it real to me.
当我们读他话语的时候，我们就可以向他祷告。哦，主，求你将你的话语向我显为真实。
Near the end of John's Gospel in chapter 17, we hear the Lord's prayer to the Father as he prepared to go to the cross.
在约翰福音快结束时，在第十七章，我们听到主耶稣预备上十字架之前向父神的祷告。
Chapter 17, verse 11, he prays that they may be one as we are one.
约翰福音十七章十一节，他祷告说，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
And verse 21, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us.
第二十一节说，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面合为一。
I want you to do that, that the world may believe that you sent me.
叫世人可以信你差了我来。
And verse 22, the glory which you gave me, I've given them.
第二十二节说，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们。
That they may be one just as we are one.
使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全地合而为一。
And the world may know that you sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Do you know how much God loved his son?
你知道神是何等的爱他的儿子。
We have that recorded on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们知道在变相山上有这个记录。
Peter and James and John were there with him on the mountain.
当彼得、雅各和约翰跟耶稣在一起在山上的时候，
and they opened their eyes and they saw Moses and Elijah.
他们睁开眼一看，他们看到摩西和以利亚。
It was so spectacular. Peter wanted to build three temples, three tabernacles.
那是何等的荣耀，彼得想要为他们搭三座棚。
That they could have three to worship.
他们好来敬拜这三位。
But Moses and Elijah were simply servants of the Lord.
但摩西和以利亚不过是神的仆人。
And God's great glory overwhelmed them and they fell to the ground.
神极大的荣耀淹没了他们，他们就伏伏于地。
God spoke and said, "This is my beloved son. Hear him."
神说话了，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
When they opened their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only.
他们举目一看，不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。
Oh, and Jesus went to the cross and gave his life for us.
Oh, 耶稣上了十字架，把他自己的生命给了我们。
And it was a hard decision in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Oh, if this cup had passed from me, Lord.
在克西马尼园，那是一个非常艰难的决定。他向神祷告说，主啊，若是可行，求你将这杯挪去。
And he won the victory because he said, Father, not as I will, but as you will.
但他赢得了这个得胜，他对父说，然而不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
Oh, wonderful that Jesus was willing to surrender his own will.
Oh, 这是何等的美好，主耶稣甘愿降服他自己的旨意。
He knew it. Sin of all the world would be placed on him.
他知道全世界的罪都要护在他的身上。
And he would suffer separation from his father.
他不得不与父隔绝。
Because his father was holy.
因为他的父是圣洁的。
But he said, not my will, but yours be done.
但他说不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
That the world may know that I love you.
好让世人知道我爱你。
I love Jesus.
父爱耶稣。
He was the means of bringing us back into the presence of Almighty God.
他是那唯一的道路，把我们带回到全能神的面前。
And the answer came on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节那一天，父神的答应来到了。
In the book of Acts, we read, after waiting for the promise of the Father for 10 days in the upper room,God poured out of His Spirit on all flesh.
在《使徒行传》我们读到，他们在马可楼上等候了10天之后，神将他的圣灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And that was the answer to that promise in Ezekiel, that I will put my Spirit within you.
这就是在以西结书中的应许的答应，我要把我的灵放在你们的里面。
Not only in Ezekiel, but in the book of Joel, the prophet Joel said his spirit would come on all flesh.
不单是在以西结书，也是在约珥书，先知约珥说，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Oh, the wonder of God's spirit filling us.
哦，奇妙的神的灵充满我们。
His spirit is holy.
他的灵是圣洁的。
Many times, as we seek to be filled with the Spirit, we realize how we are not holy.
很多的时候，当我们寻求被圣灵充满，我们意识到我们自己不是圣洁的。
But as we bow before Him in full surrender, He cleanses our heart.
让我们完全降服地俯伏在他面前，他就来洁净我们的心。
The work of cleansing is done by the precious blood of Jesus.
这洁净的工作是由主耶稣的宝血做成的。
And when God comes in His full spirit, it's the spirit of love.
当神借着他丰满的圣灵临到我们，他的灵是爱的灵。
That's easy to understand because John tells us God is love.
这很容易理解，因为约翰告诉我们，神就是爱。
And when we have His Spirit, we have not only love, but joy and peace and long-suffering and kindness and faithfulness and gentleness, self-control.
当我们有他的灵，我们不单有爱，也有喜乐、平安、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
He has called us to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit.
他呼召我们活在圣灵里，靠圣灵行事。
As I empty myself before Him,I recognize that I can of my own self do nothing.
当我在他面前倒空自己，我认识到凭着自己什么都不能做。
That's the way the Lord Jesus declared about himself in John chapter 5.
就像我们主耶稣在约翰福音第五章关于他自己的宣告。
Twice in that chapter, verse 19 and 30, he says,I can of my own self do nothing.
在约翰福音第五章有两次他提到，我靠着自己什么都不能做。
Oh, but the Father wants to fill us with Himself by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, 但是父神要借着圣灵的大能，以他自己充满我们。
There's no way of separating God the Father from God the Son and God the Holy Spirit.
我们不可能把父神、子神和圣灵分开。
They continually point to the work of each other.
他们不断地指向彼此的工作。
Jesus told us the Father is greater than I. That's John 14:28.
在约翰福音14章28节，主耶稣告诉我们，父是比我大的。
And in John 6:38, he said, I came just to do his will.
在约翰福音6章38节，他说，我来了是要遵行他的旨意。
So Jesus is pointing to his Father. He's greater than I am.
所以主在指着他的父说，他比我大。
And the Holy Spirit is called another helper, our teacher. He will testify of Jesus.
然后圣灵被称为另一位帮助者，我们的老师，他要为耶稣做见证。
He does not glorify himself. He points to Jesus.
他并不荣耀自己，他指向耶稣。
I remember that John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb.
你记得施洗约翰在母腹中就被圣灵充满。
And when he began his ministry, he was saying these marvelous words, Behold, the Lamb of God.
当他开始他的事工的时候，他说了这些奇妙的话语。他说，看哪，神的羔羊。
He takes away the sins of the world.
他是除去世人罪孽的。
Now how could anybody call someone the Lamb of God, except they were filled with God's Spirit.
如果一个人不是被神的圣灵充满，他怎么可能指着别人说是神的羔羊呢？
Only the Spirit could speak those words.
只有圣灵才能说出这些话。
The Holy Spirit revealed that truth to John, and God poured out his Spirit on Jesus as he was being baptized by John.
圣灵把这些真理启示给约翰，当耶稣受约翰的洗礼时，神就把他的灵浇灌在耶稣的身上。
There's another wonderful word that John spoke about Jesus.
约翰还说了另外一句关于耶稣的奇妙的话。
And I believe he spoke by the Holy Spirit.
我相信他是借着圣灵说的。
He said, He must increase and I must decrease.
他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And his disciples came to him and said, John, look, he's baptizing more people than you are.
因为他的门徒们来到他面前说，看哪，耶稣施洗的人比你还多。
But John recognized by the Holy Spirit that Jesus was the bridegroom and he was just the friend of the bridegroom.
而施洗约翰因着圣灵认识到耶稣是那位新郎，他只不过是新郎的朋友。
That's why he could say, must increase, I must decrease.
那就是他为什么可以说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Jesus called him a bright and a shining light.
主耶稣称他为点着的明灯。
And God had filled him with his spirit from birth.
神让他从母腹中就被圣灵充满。
God the Father was well pleased with his son and he raised him to the highest honor to be seated at his right hand in glory.
父神非常喜悦他的儿子，把他提升到最高的荣耀，坐在他荣耀的右手边。
Our Lord Jesus had made the way for God to be able to pour out his own spirit to those who receive him.
我们的主耶稣开了这条路，使得神能够把他自己的灵浇灌在那些接受他的人身上。
Jesus forgives and cleanses us.
主耶稣赦免我们，洁净我们。
That he might himself dwell within us by his spirit.
好让他自己可以借着他的灵住在我们里面。
To as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God.
是凡接待他的人，他就给他们权柄成为神的儿女。
Each day his Holy Spirit is with us to lead, to guide, and direct our steps to draw closer to him.
每一天他的圣灵都与我们同在，带领引导指引我们的脚步。
He wants us to live in constant communion with him.
他要我们活在与他不间断的交通里。
He works to exchange our self-life for his own indwelling spirit.
他不断地做工，使我们的己生命被他内住的灵所代替。
Every time we say no to our flesh, we receive more of his spirit.
每一次我们向自己的肉体说不，我们就更多领受他的灵。
As we follow the guidance of his spirit, he works to change us and prepare us for the marriage supper of the Lamb.
当我们跟随圣灵的引导时，他就做工改变我们，为羔羊的婚宴预备我们。
He works to change us.
他做工来改变我们。
He freely offers us his own nature as we relinquish our self-life.
当我们放弃自己的己生命，他就白白地赐给我们他自己的性情。
We give him full control day by day.
一天一天的，我们让他完全的掌权。
Not only day by day, but sometimes hour by hour, minute by minute.
不单是一天一天的，而且是时时刻刻的。
We surrender to him.
我们向他降服。
The Apostle Paul prayed one of his greatest prayers when he cried out, Oh, that I might know him.
使徒保罗祷告了他那最伟大的祷告，他呼喊说，哦，愿我认识他。
I want to know him.
我要认识他。
He said, It's no longer I, but Christ who lives in me by his Spirit.
他说，不再是我，乃是基督借着他的圣灵在我里面活着。
And if we are truly allowing Christ to live in us, we will reflect his image from day to day.
如果我们真实地允许他在我们里面掌权，我们就一天一天地反映他的荣形。
I remember that when the Holy Spirit was poured out on in the day of Pentecost, people took notice.That who are these men?
你记得当五旬节那一天，当圣灵浇灌在门徒们的身上，人们就说，哦，这些人是谁？
They're not educated.
他们没有受过教育。
Some of them were fishermen.
他们有些只不过是渔夫。
None of them were members of the Sanhedrin.
他们也不是会堂的人。
The scripture says that they, in the book of Acts, that they took notice of them that they had been with Jesus.
在使徒行传里说，那些人认出他们是跟过耶稣的。
They were changed by spirit within them.
他们被他们里面的灵改变了。
They reflected his image.
他们反映出主的形象。
The Holy Spirit works silently within us.
圣灵在我们里面安静地运行。
He never boasts of himself, but always ready to gently lead us in the path that God appoints for us.
他从不夸耀他自己， 而是随时准备温柔地带领我们走在神所指定的路径上。
He whispers God's love to us.
他向我们轻声诉说神的爱。
He encourages us to follow God's word and will as we turn to Him for guidance.
当我们转向他寻求指引时，他鼓励我们遵行神的话语和旨意。
He's only a breath away.
他离我们很近，像呼吸一样的近。
In order to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, we need times of stillness in His presence.
要想听到他的声音，我们需要在他面前安静的时间。
We wait for Him to reveal Christ to us.
我们等候他把基督启示给我们。
That's why when you read the Bible, don't read it. See how many words you can read in the morning. Go slow.
所以当你早上读圣经的时候，不要赶进度，要慢慢地读。
And listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit making it real to you.
聆听圣灵的声音，让他把神的话向你启示，显为真实。
As we do this,The Holy Spirit equips us to be well-pleasing to the Father.
当我们这样做，圣灵就会装备我们，使天父喜悦。
God is looking for many sons that He can call to be His own.
神在寻找得着很多的儿子。
Jesus paid the price that we might be cleansed and ready to receive His Spirit.
主耶稣付上了赎价，好使我们得洁净，被他的圣灵充满。
And all glory belongs to Him.
所有的荣耀都属于他。
In the book of Revelation, we read these words over and over again.
在启示录里，我们一再读到这些话语。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
The work of the Spirit is giving us the revelation of Jesus Christ.
圣灵的工作是赐给我们耶稣基督的启示。
A friend of mine is reading a new book with somebody explaining Revelation to them.
我的一个朋友在读一本关于启示录的书。
They're curious to find out what's going to happen next in the world.
他很想知道这个世界下一步将要发生什么事。
But if we look at the title of the book, it's called The Revelation of...Jesus Christ.
但如果我们好好地看一下这本书的标题，它的标题是说，这是关于耶稣基督的启示。
Remember, all the word of God was inspired by the Holy Spirit.
要记得，所有神的话都是由圣灵默示的。
So we're going to have an ear to hear what the Spirit says to the church.
所以我们要有能听的耳，听到圣灵向众教会所说的话。
And the great climax of the book is preparing a bride, the church, for the bridegroom, Christ Jesus.
这本书的伟大高潮是为耶稣基督新郎预备他的心腹，就是教会。
He was the lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world.
主耶稣是那从创世以来被杀的羔羊。
Oh, it calls him the same name that John the Baptist did. He's the Lamb of God.
他的名字就像施洗约翰所提到的名字一样，他是那被杀的羔羊。
With his pure blood, he could open the door into the presence of God.
他纯洁的宝血为我们开了那道门，使我们来到神的面前。
Oh, let us be like John the Baptist and say, He must increase, I must decrease.
Oh, 让我们像施洗约翰一样的说， 他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He is the bridegroom, and we're but friends of the bridegroom.
他是新郎，我们不过是新郎的朋友。
It's easy to see that Christ Jesus always honored his father.
我们很容易看出耶稣基督总是尊荣他的父。
He sought his will and his direction at all times. He surrendered himself to the death of the cross.
他时刻寻求遵行父的旨意和指引，他把自己交付于十字架的死。
And if we look closely, at the same time, the Holy Spirit is our helper.
如果我们仔细地看，同时圣灵也是我们的帮助者。
He wants us to partake of the same spirit that possessed Christ Jesus.
他想要使我们有份于占有耶稣基督的那同一位灵。
God the Father honored his son by giving him a name that is above every name.
父神尊荣他的儿子，赐给了他那超乎万名之上的名。
That's what Paul told the Philippians. His name is above every name.
那就是保罗告诉腓立比人说的，他的名是超乎万名之上的名。
And he's working by his Holy Spirit among us to prepare a bride for the Lamb.
他在借着他的圣灵在我们中间做工，为羔羊预备新妇。
The Lamb who sits upon the throne.
那是坐在宝座上的羔羊。
The Holy Trinity teaches us the essence of humility as they work together in complete harmony.
神圣的三一神在完美的和谐里一起同工，教导我们谦卑的本质。
God is one, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He's all and in all.
神是独一的。父神、子神和圣灵三位一体，神是一切又在一切之内。
In 1 Timothy, we read this word, chapter 3, 16.
在提摩太前书三章十六节，我们读到
Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然。
God was manifested in the flesh.
就是神在肉身显现。
He was justified in the spirit.
被圣灵称义。
He was seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world.
被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服。
He was received up in glory.
被接在荣耀里。
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let our hearts be open to hear the voice of the Spirit calling us to draw near to the Lord Jesus.
让我们敞开心门，聆听圣灵的声音，他呼召我们来亲近主耶稣。
He wants to have an intimate fellowship that will prepare us for his coming.
他要我们与他亲密的相交，好为他的再来做好准备。
Hebrews 9 tells us he's coming for those who look for him.
希伯来书第九章告诉我们，他要向那等候他的人显现。
Let us fall in love with our bridegroom.
让我们爱上我们灵魂的新郎。
He's the bridegroom of our souls. He wants us to be ready for his appearing.
他是我们灵魂的新郎，他要我们预备好他的显现。
The work of the Holy Spirit is to get us ready.
圣灵的工作是要我们预备好。
Some people recognize just the Father, God.
有些人只承认父神。
And some people accept salvation through Jesus, but there's more.
有些人借着耶稣接受了他的救恩，但是还有更多。
God poured out his spirit that he may be with us all the time, not just with us, but within us.
神把他的圣灵倾倒在我们身上，好让他一直与我们同在，不单与我们同在，而且在我们的里面。
And we look at Revelation, we realize that the fruit of his spirit is love.
当我们读启示录，我们认识到圣灵的果子是爱。
It's also joy, hallelujah, in the Holy Spirit, it's joy.
但圣灵的果子也是喜乐 ,hallelujah.
It's peace in the midst of suffering.
是在苦难中的平安。
It's gentleness, goodness,
是温柔、良善、信心。
What great help he offers us to be dressed and ready for our bridegroom.
他赐给我们何等伟大的帮助，让我们预备好披戴他自己，成为他的心腹。
He not only calls us to be his bride, he does all the preparation to make us pleasing in his sight.
他不单称我们为他的心腹，他也为我们预备好一切，让我们在他的面前讨他的喜悦。
First and foremost, he has washed us in his blood.
最重要的是，他以他的宝血洗净我们。
Some people only focus on the Holy Spirit.
有些人只专注在圣灵身上。
But without that washing in the blood of Jesus, we would not have access into the Holy Spirit.
但如果没有耶稣宝血的洁净，我们不可能进入到圣灵里面。
And some people stop with Jesus saving them from sin, but don't go on to walk with him in the Spirit.
而有些人只是停留在主耶稣洗净他们的罪这个层面，而不是继续行走在圣灵里。
The Jewish people stop with just God. They would not recognize Jesus Christ.
而犹太人只是承认父神，他们不愿意承认耶稣基督是神的儿子。
If they recognized him, they wouldn't have crucified him.
如果他们认出耶稣是神的儿子，他们不会把他钉十字架。
The evangelical world recognizes Jesus Christ as their Savior from sin.
福音派的教会承认耶稣基督洗净他们的罪。
And sometimes the Pentecostal people just focus on the Holy Spirit, that he supersedes all of them.
而灵恩派的教会只是专注在圣灵的工作。
Oh, if we could only recognize the three of them are joined as one.
但愿我们能够认识他们三位是一体的，是合一的。
God, our Creator, desired fellowship with us.
父神，我们的创造者，渴望与我们有交通。
But sin prevented that.
但罪拦阻了这相交。
And God the Son was willing to come and pay the price with his shed blood to cleanse us.
自神耶稣基督来到世上，他甘愿为我们付上赎价，洗净我们的罪。
And then God could send his own spirit to possess us.
好让父神可以差遣他自己的灵来占有我们。
But he wants something more. He wants us to walk in the Spirit.
但他要更多，他要我们行走在圣灵里。
He wants us to believe that he's filling us with his own Spirit.
他要我们相信他正在以他自己的灵充满我们。
The Spirit of God himself.
就是神自己的灵。
To prepare us.For the marriage supper of the Lamb.
好让我们预备好羔羊的婚宴。
Oh, come, Lord Jesus, and clothe us with your own righteousness.
主耶稣你来，以你自己的公义为我们披上衣袍。
Give us of your spirit.
赐给我们你自己的灵。
Your spirit of always pointing to the Father and exalting the Father.
你的灵总是指向父，高举父。
We thank you for the Helper, the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，圣灵保惠师。
We want to receive more of your Spirit.
我们渴望更多的领受你的灵。
Because you have told us plainly, if we have not the Spirit of Christ, we're none of His.
因为你明明地告诉我们，我们若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
So we open our hearts this morning, this evening, to receive more of yourself.
所以今天早上或晚上，我们要敞开心门，更多地领受你自己。
We might be led by your Spirit.
好让我们蒙你圣灵的引导。
That we may walk softly before you.
好让我们谨慎地走在你面前。
And that the Spirit may reveal the Word to us.
好让你的灵向我们来启示你的话语。
Let us cry with St. Paul, Oh, that I might know Him.
让我们与使徒保罗一起呼喊，哦，让我认识基督。
Paul was a great scholar, but he wanted something more, Oh, that I might know Him.
保罗是圣经的学者，但是他要得到更多，他要认识基督。
That I might walk with him.
好让我与他同行。
That I might do his will.
好让我遵行他的旨意。
Paul got the answer. He said, it's no longer I that live, it's Christ, he's living in me.
保罗得到了那答案，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
He's living in me by his own spirit, taking possession of me.
他借着他的灵占有我，住在我的里面。
We thank you, Father, for your plan to make us all your sons and your daughters.
父，我们感谢你这伟大的计划，让我们都成为你的儿女。
And how pleased you would be if people would recognize They've been with Jesus.
你要何等的喜悦，如果人们认出他们是跟过耶稣的。
And so they called him Christian.
所以人们称他们为基督徒。
They're like Christ.
因为他们像基督一样。
We ask these things for your glory and in your name. Amen.
我们为着你的荣耀而恳求，奉你的名，阿们。
We have a special blessing this morning. We have a testimony from a dear student from China.
我们今天早上有一个特别的祝福，我们有一位从国内来的家人为我们做见证。
感谢主。主啊，谢谢你，哈利路亚，谢谢你。在这美好的时光，主啊，你造就我们都聚集在你的脚前，这样来聆听你的声音，孩子何等的感恩，主啊，主啊，你刚才接着玛莎牧师的教导，使孩子真的是看到你这样的伟大的救恩，你付上何等的代价，主啊。你把你的命倾倒了，主啊，为我们开了这又新又活的一条路。主啊，你把你的圣灵赐下来，住在我们的里面。你洗净了我们的罪啊，主啊，使得我们可以跟你亲近。这是你的渴望，使我们可以就回到那个创世的时候。耶稣啊，就是那样的相交，那没有罪的男主的一个相交。主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你，孩子何等的感恩。谢谢你，哈利路亚。谢谢主，你今天晚上给我孩子这样的机会，来为你做见证。主啊，带领孩子，教导孩子，就像 你在约翰福音那里说的，你猜宝会是来，就是要在一切的事上来引导我，哦，主啊，来教导我。谢谢你，赞美你，荣耀颂赞归给你，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。我非常的感恩呐，真是，神以一个特别的方式，他拣选了我，就是在我人生当中最感觉到好像无望，好像里面就苦感的时候，他拣选了我。那个时候我还不懂，我说就是这，他有一天临到我，就我感觉到我是个罪人，这不懂。后来别人给我开给我传了福音之后，我把这个我的经历说给他听，他说哦，这是神来造访你了。他说罪人是不可能知道自己是个罪人的。是的，我还没有人给我传福音之前，我因着那个我的那个经历，我就感觉到我是罪人。神那个时候，我现在看来回头看，就是他的那个灵，就是他造访我，浇灌我，我真是痛哭，真是那个有一个月可以说是晚上就是这样哭。后来我里面苦干，我就到处去寻找，我说怎么能够解决我这些我里面这些问题。我就借由旅游到处就去看了什么佛教道教等等，没有找到。那神预备我一年，心里就这么苦干。有一次就一个姐妹就跟我说到了这位神，这个其实这个名字我听过，但是我就这么忽略了。但那时候他跟我说了一句，他说神是个灵，他说神是灵。当他这样一说的时候，我立马就信了。我说那你这是真有神的，这个世界上真的是有神。哦，那个时候真的我里面就是被神点亮了，我心被他点亮了。我那还没有去到教会，那个时候我这个姐妹她就给我寄了本圣经寄给我，很快的我就接到，就接到，我也很惊奇，我说这么快，怎么就这么快，两千字嘞？我就如饥似渴的看，那个是我是刚刚看创世纪的时候，当我看到亚当夏娃犯罪，神做了一件皮衣服给他们遮盖的时候，我就被神的灵充满，我就哭泣。我说神啊，你怎么这么好啊，就像爸爸一样的。他们是用叶子为自己遮身，你是用皮子给他们做个衣服，给他们遮体的。我就哭。哦，我说神啊，你怎么这么好啊。我就把这个书就这么看看。后来我就进到教会哈。哦，感谢神一路的带领。其中也很多遇到了神的给我的环境。哦，给了我环境之后，我就更渴慕神，我还有更想认识这位神。就也是一个机会，我就进到这个网校。因为我渴慕听到他的声音。那个难处就是我感觉到我跟神没有，好像我知道这位神他爱我，这样的拣选我，但是我怎么听不见他的声音呢？我听不见，我不说我不能够说是借由人家祷告，或者因为我跟神的关系没有这么近，我听到别人祷告，我不能借由他的祷告来使我明白神要跟我说什么或怎么样，我不愿意这样。我就跟神祷告，我说神啊，我要认识你，我要亲自去听，我听见你跟我说话呀。我说神啊，我就这样祷告，神就好奇妙，就把接了个姐妹，就把我带到这个网校来听，来上课。哦，我就被吸引了，我就被这个吸引了，这真是就是把我们带到主的面前，他的宝座的面前。还有接着周牧师在教导的安静等候，我就这样的操开始这样的操练。因为原来的等候是 是用音乐的这种辅助，后来不用音乐还刚开始还不习惯，但渐渐的有一天神就让我说你要把这个音乐关掉，当我真的关掉的时候，神就渐渐的他就我就感觉到很浓很浓的一个神的同在在浇灌。哦，我就进到他的爱中，我好感恩。主是这样的爱我，但他要我快快的成长，因为我这信主的时候都40多岁了，他要我快快的成，这神的他心很迫切，就是我走过来，我回头看到的，我就遇到他就给我了一个很大的一个环境，借着这个环境，他熬炼我，把那些我原来。那些关系就是很亲很亲的，就亲人之间的关系好像很好，他全部破碎掉了，好像我就跟他们都反目成仇了。哦，主就在这个过程当中就光照我，看到我里面的一些黑暗，那我那个家爱人那种关系的好，实际上都是他们在爱我，他们的那种忍耐不是我里面是好自私不自己的，神给我看到这一些，我在他面前就真是痛哭。哦，我每次到神面前安静的时候，神很多的光照，很多。刚才就听到玛莎讲的那一句，她说：“神要洁净我们，是为了更多的充满我，充满我们。哦”啊，神是。是的，神是圣洁的，非圣洁不能见神的面。主啊，我非常的感谢。我那天有一次我读到诗篇，是大卫说的，他说我看到我的罪比头发还多，我就心寒胆战。哦，当神的那个敬畏的灵降下来的时候，我看到我里面这些罪，我也是胆战，我也感谢神可以把敬畏的灵赏给孩子，使我在这上面可以更多的被他光照，也感谢神的保守，感谢他的管教，如果他不管教我就是狮子了，我就不是他爱的孩子，非常的感恩。他现在还在这样子常常的就是这样的光照我，如果我要是当天睡觉之前没有把这个罪认清楚，他在梦里面都要向我说话，他都要接着那个梦境告诉我这个罪到底具体是个什么，错在哪里。哦，我就非常的感恩。后来接着网校老师教导也说的，虽然我黑，但是我在他眼里是看为秀美的，所以我就渐渐的不定罪自己，也明白这些真理，就是神的圣灵在我们身上做工是两面的，他光照我们的时候就是要除掉我们那个罪，那另一面就是把那个我所缺乏生命当中所缺乏的那个生命就会制作在我的里面，所以我就好好感恩，真的是我不能做什么，什么都不能做，神也借着环境渐渐的跟我在这样就指明了这一些，我是做不了什么的，我就是要那个谦卑，就即便是谦卑也不是我有的，也是神给的，所以我唯有了到他面前来，就像约翰福音这里说的15章那里说的，他是真葡萄树，我是枝子，我如果不连于他，我就会枯干，就会丢在外面，唯有连接他，我才能够结果子，我的果子结出来，那些喜乐平安 忍耐才有，我才能在我周围的家人的你面前才有他这一些些生命。非常的感恩，就是神这样的这么慢慢的一点点制作我，我在家人就是在我丈夫面前，虽然他还没有来到教会，在他自觉知了，但是他渐渐的就是感受到有神，真正的是有神啊，感恩。还有我愿意照着主的话说，要降服，就是在我家庭当中，我的婆婆跟我婆婆关系里面，我虽然给她传了福音，我没有牧养到她太远了，就说我里面也有罪性，我有时候就是她怎么的，我里面有藐视她，神都光照了我，她让我要温柔的待她，要用那个爱来包容这一切。神这样说，他也来把功课摆到我面前。就这一次元宵节我回婆婆那里，因为先我也有一些不愉快，相处不愉快，我在神面前悔改之后，我就求恩典，求神，我说再一次去，我说神啊，你是愿意我们和睦的，求你把那个和睦的灵放在我们中间，也给孩子加力量，有这个忍耐的心。当我这样求，我愿意这样服下来，神真的是把那个忍耐的心就给了我。我再去看他的时候，他跟我教，他就说我下面你要注意一些什么什么，我就这样说。当他说到信仰的时候，他说你不要在外人的面前说这个，被别人都怎么样，或者怎么。我说我神要是让我为他做见证，我就要做见证。我说了之后就在面前就做了一些见证，因为神在我身上发生的这样的奇妙的事，我真说不能不说，我就说好奇妙。神给我机会说的时候，我的小姑子丈夫儿子都在面前，他们在听，而且我丈夫感恩，他还帮我说，他说哎呀，这真是神做的。因为我婆婆有点信仰上面有点退后，就是冷淡有点退后了，我很伤心。我跟神祷告了，我说神啊，你爱他就爱他到底，你救他就救他到底。神给这次机会，当我就在面前做这样见证的时候，我看到他心里面柔软下来，也很高兴，看着神在做的，所以我就想起来周牧师在世说的那句话，说你们传福音不是说是用个嘴巴或者怎么讲，就是为他做见证，就是传福音。哦，感谢主，哈利路亚，真的是主啊，你的生命要在我们里面要更多的来充满，来制作。哦主啊，当我死的时候，你的生命才从我里面流出来，是在我身上发动，神就在，哦主啊，就在别人身上发动，那个神，你的生命就可以流露出来。哦主啊，谢谢你，哈利路亚。所以我非常感恩，就是这个跟神的这个连接是何等的美好，何等的。就是生命，就是跟这个活水的源头在连接。渐渐的我渐渐的可以听到神的一些话，他有时候呢透过读经他跟我说，他有时候也是透过人跟我说话，但我还觉得不够，还要更多。哦，神非常的怜悯。就是这一次我得病，非常的软弱，不知道怎么就是疼的，晚上的嗓子疼，就是 阳了之后的那个症状出来的时候，晚上睡不着，神还教我，他教我怎么祷告。他说半夜的时候醒来，我当时只说呀，真的你要医治我，好太疼了。他就一下一个经文就出来，说啊，神啊，我就说你救我，你不要成了仇敌，说我的神在哪里，我的神在哪里呢？你就是我的神啊，不要叫我羞愧。我这样，我就这样，他告诉我这样说，那渐渐的我就睡着了，那个疼痛好像不见了，就这样睡了。到我第二天起来的时候，那个吞刀片的那个疼痛就没有了。哦，就好感恩。还有很多很多很多神的教导，真的就像约翰福音十四章那个十六节那说，他猜宝会师来，这个宝会师他就是教导者，是训导，是引领我们的，他凡事上在教导，在祷告上在教导，还有怎么样跟人说话来教导，还有很多，这真的是随时的帮助啊。渐渐的我就真是觉得，就是真是也是一切问题的答案。我心情软弱的时候，我只要到他面前来，我向他倾心吐意，他的灵就在浇灌，他在指引，在用他的话在说，告诉我这样这样那样。哦，主啊，这真是又真又活的神。我除了感恩还是感恩，我就想更多的认识他，就像刚才牧师引用的保罗那句话，主啊，我要更多的认识你，我要更多的被你所充满。是的，认识你就是我们人生当中的一件最重要的事情，没有比这再大的了。哦，感谢主，哈利路亚，谢谢主，赞美主。哎，我就分享到这么多，谢谢谢谢主给我这个机会，谢谢弟兄姐妹们，谢谢牧师。
Thank you for sharing.
谢谢你的分享。
I appreciate hearing this testimony.
我非常感恩听到这个见证。
Wonderful the way the Lord hears our faintest cry.
何等的奇妙，主听到我们最微弱的呼求。
I know and remember how when the Lord shows me myself, oh, it can be so discouraging. We thought we were better than we were.
我记得当主向我光照的时候，我们以为我们比别人更好。
But he shows us that he might change us.
但他向我们显示我们真实的光景，好让他来改变我们。
When he reveals the truth to you about yourself, don't get discouraged.
当他向你显示你真实的光景，不要感到灰心。
My teacher used to say to me, that means you're getting closer to Jesus.
我的老师曾经告诉我，那意味着你跟耶稣更近了。
Because he is the light that is coming to the world. He is light, a bright light.
因为他就是世界的光，他是那明亮的光。
That's what the Apostle Paul saw. He saw that great light on the road to Damascus.
那就是使徒保罗在大马色的路上所看见的那大光。
Nobody had to tell him what he was like.Because in his light, we see light.
不需要有人告诉他光是什么，因为在他的光中，我们必得见光。
Jesus said, I'm the light of the world.
耶稣说，我就是世界的光。
He who follows me will not walk in darkness.
跟随我的就不在黑暗里走。
And he only shows us.Ourselves that he may change us.
他向我们显示我们自己， 就是要来改变我们。
That's how he changed Paul.
那是他怎样改变保罗的。
He had a radical change in his life.
他在保罗的生命里做了极大的翻转。
And the Lord called him to go to the Gentiles of all people.
神也呼召他去到外邦人那里向外邦人传福音。
He was a great scholar in the Jewish religion.
保罗是犹太宗教的一个学者。
He came to find that all he wanted to know was Jesus.
最后他发现他只想要认识耶稣。
Oh, that I might know him.
Oh, 愿我认识他。
And be conformed to the image of his dear son.
被摩塑成他爱子的形象。
That's our desire too.
那也是我们的渴望。
I'm so glad for this testimony we've heard.
我们何等的感恩听到这样的见证。
Maybe that's your testimony too. You're seeing yourself the way you really are.
也许这也是你的见证，你也看到了你自己的本相。
That's the time to rejoice. Oh Jesus, you're bringing me into the light.
那就是该喜乐的时刻。哦，耶稣，你再把我带到光中。
Even if we say it with tears, we should be rejoicing. That he is wanting to make the change.
即使我们流着眼泪，我们也要喜乐，因为他要在我们里面做改变。
See how the Lord has changed our sister that she was able to minister to her mother-in-law.
我们看到主怎样的改变了我们的姐妹，她可以服侍她的婆婆。
And to love her mother-in-law like Christ loved her.
她可以爱她的婆婆像主耶稣爱她一样。
Oh, the Lord wants us to bear the fragrance of Jesus Christ wherever we go.
Oh, 主耶稣让我们无论走到哪里都散发主耶稣的香气。
And mostly in our families, at home.
最重要的是在我们的家里。
Let them come to recognize Jesus in us.
让我们的家人能够认出耶稣在我们的里面。
His attitudes, his reactions, his love.
他的态度，他的反应，他的爱。
God bless you, dear friend.
神祝福你，亲爱的朋友。
Lord Jesus, we pray that all of us will draw near to you.
To 耶稣，我们祷告，我们所有的人都更亲近你。
We will partake more of your spirit.
我们要更多的领受你的圣灵。
Your spirit of love, your spirit of kindness, your spirit of forgiveness.
你那爱的灵，恩慈的灵，饶恕的灵。
And people will recognize that we've been with you.
人们就认出我们是跟过你的。
And your light shines in us and out of us.
你的光就照在我们里面，也从我们里面照出来。
To a dying world.
像一个死亡的世界。
Let us be your ambassadors to the world.
让我们都成为你的使者，向着这个世界。
Let us be the ambassador in our home.
也在我们的家里成为基督的使者。
That you will come to live out your life in us.
好让你临到我们，从我们里面活出你的生命。
And be pleasing in our Father's eyes.
在我们父神的眼中得蒙喜悦。
When he sees Jesus in us, he said, Paul, in Jesus I was well pleased. Let him be well pleased with Jesus in us.
当他看见我们里面的耶稣，他说：“哦，我完全的喜悦耶稣，让他因着我们里面的耶稣喜悦我们。”
In your holy name we pray, Amen.
奉你的圣名，我们祷告， Amen.
I've kept you a little over time, but we send our love. God bless you.
我们超时了，但是我们把我们的爱。 送给你们，神爱你们。
Thank you for joining with us today.
谢谢你们今天参加这个聚会。
Bye.
再见。Bye.